we need to, I want to say, pick our battles. Yachting Solutions is leasing the property. It's not Stuart Smith. So Yachting Solutions are responsible, you know, for keeping that going, whatever it is.
But he's also a player in that. It's some of his money.
It's absolutely some of his money. We can always ask the city manager when we see him if he will send a letter to Stuart Smith expressing concerns about the what's happening there. What did they say? Somebody said it's just...
I already have.
You
have. The first time I met with Stuart on this project here, I brought up the condition of the boardwalk, the condition of the landscaping, and how it was overgrown, because we started this in May, the fall, I think it was, and how it was all grass, and the yellow lilies were, you know, overgrown and not well-maintained, and he says, yes, taking that under advisement, he will speak to his son.
Okay. Well, hopefully with pressure from the group that was here tonight, because they're paying him a hefty fee, whether he's involved in the project or not, you know, we'll see if we can get that to be fixed.
Yep. And I'll mention that to Stuart next time I get with
Yeah, so, because, I mean, really, from a community perspective, it's the easiest way to show a sign of goodwill is to open up that entire harbor corridor for everybody who lives in the South End, and he's just stripped that away. They have no recourse. But slow and steady, we're still going to...
On a revenue-driven basis, if you look at that, I mean, I think there's 42 slips, do you say, or 52 slips? Is he going to fill those every year? I mean, they weren't... I don't see that happening now.
They're going to have to market it. They're going to have to push it.
I guess that's a marketing thing. But, I mean, that's a big, I mean, a lot of money to put into it for maybe.
It's a lot of money. Mm. Yeah.
It's a maybe, but.
At least we'll get a break ball out of it.
Yeah.
To be honest, that was the selling point to the city, really, was that wave continuation wall to make that one in a harbor more secure.
Yeah, if the visual works.
Quite honestly, even in, you know, what I would do is wait probably a winter or two, but there's a possibility I could leave some of my floats in, and they already alluded to it, have some of the commercial fishermen that fish all year round use the dock. They couldn't bring catch over because I don't want fish guts all over the public land. But it's, you know, I've had a ton of phone calls saying, hey, can we get any dock space? You know, it's more revenue for us. You know, it's less maintenance for us having to pull the docks out from the back end. That's like a 2 weeks right there.
Right. You know. So it sounds like people are feeling favorable about the plan, but still some concerns about the view, making sure that people that do come and sit here are able to see the view before we raise...
They're going to be aware of what it's going to be like.
And it's not just a view from the park, too. Think about it for any boat that's coming into Rockland Harbor. They're now going right past that, coming into the harbor. So rather than you coming in and seeing Harbor Park, you're coming in and seeing a big breakwater. Mm-hmm. So the maintenance of that and the aesthetic of that has a major impact on the boats that go into the harbor, too.
So one thing where he's shooing the tenders on, I mean the dinghy dock on here, it's quite an elaborate a maze to get out of there.
Yeah.
Well, we'd also toyed with having the dinghies on this side.
Yeah, and that's
which,
what
it just makes it an even shorter route,
yeah.
A lot shorter route.
Yeah.
The only qualm with that is it doesn't offer a lot of protection on a northeaster,
right.
You know, other than Kevin's stuff here. Those are floats. They don't really...
Has the landings been brought into this conversation as well?
I don't know. Not as far as we go. I haven't attended a meeting with him there. I don't know if the audience solutions...
I think Stuart has talked to Kevin Taylor, but I wasn't there. It's just, you know, my talks with Stuart that he has... had informal talks with Kevin.
Yeah. Still wasn't clear if he was going to put yachts on this side of the breakwater. I thought last time he said he was, but this time it sounded like he wasn't.
If I had floats on that side, I'd probably
put it. Yeah, but what I was
going to put floats out there if you're not going to put boats
right.
there.
Right.
It's a lot of money to spend on nothing.
So what I was kind of concerned
probably
about
weather dependent.
Is if there would be enough maneuvering room for the larger yachts with the buoy.
He's going to be dredging here.
I was talking about the buoy.
But that's an 80 foot, I think you said 80 feet to the moorings?
Yeah.
So you got an 80-foot space and you're bringing in 200-foot boats back-to-back, going around each other in 80 feet?